We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on is we've published a report outlining multiple vulnerabilities on OpenEMR, which is this electronic medical record solution used by countless hospitals and just private practices and stuff across the world. So the problem lies in the fact that these vulnerabilities affect any company running that version of the software. So when we say like 90 million records are vulnerable, we mean in terms of due to how many instances there are of people actually using this application. So it would more or less be spread across all these entities rather than just one entity.
This is not broken down just in the United States. This is worldwide?
Yeah, this is worldwide.
What's the process to actually say this is an issue?
Our web application red team, they're responsible for testing web stuff. We were looking for an open source project, which is what OpenEMR was, hence its popularity. Open source just means it's a free program, essentially. So that's why it was very widely used, and their code was available online. Me and my team took this code and installed it on a private server and began looking for vulnerabilities within the code. Like for example, with our authentication bypass, we found sometimes little mistakes in the code can actually cause very big security issues.
Now, OpenEMR thanked you for the work that you did. What did they have to do to patch their systems?
Our report was very comprehensive in the sense that we actually gave steps on remediation and how to actually fix the vulnerability as well as what the vulnerable code is. So at that point, what they did was they just referenced our report, which was very thorough, and just used that to fix the vulnerabilities.
For the end user, the patients themselves, were their records ever out in the open?
Let's say a malicious actor read this report and there was a clinic that's not using the latest version of the software, for example, then yes, they could use any one of the findings in our report and apply that to get the medical records from the private practice in question.
How long had this been an issue?
We've been working with the team for the past month. We just now publicly disclosed it as we gave them 1 month to fix everything up.
And the OpenEMR project manager says they did everything that you needed to do, so this should be case closed at this point?
It should be, but the problem lies that people have to manually update their OpenEMR installations. And for tech-savvy users or users who aren't aware that a lot of these security issues are prominent, then they would be unaware and wouldn't update, and they would be vulnerable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.